Hello everyone, this is Stephen Clower speaking, and today we will be continuing our look at MobileSpeak 4. In this podcast, we're going to specifically focus on the navigational changes that are now in MobileSpeak 4. To save me from having to repeat myself, I'll assume you've already listened to the podcast I did regarding the basic gestures in navigation. If you haven't, I strongly recommend that you do before you listen to this demonstration. Now, in previous versions of MobileSpeak, you would navigate with the Tab and Shift Tab commands, just like you would in Windows. You can still do this, or something close to it if you want, but by default, that functionality is gone. Instead, you can use either the up or down arrows to move from one control to the next, or if you're using a touchscreen device, you can use the swipe up and swipe down commands to move from one control to the next. There are some exceptions to this rule, namely if you're in a multi-line edit field, or in a group of radio buttons, in which case you may not always be able to move out of these controls strictly by using the swipe up and swipe down commands. But if that doesn't work, there is an option available that will, and we will be using this quite extensively today. It is the go to commands. In brief, go to followed by the swipe up command will move us to the previous control. Go to swipe down will move us to the next control every time. And if you're familiar with navigating through MobileSpeak 2 or in Windows in general, these two gestures are identical to entering Shift Tab or Tab. In a similar vein, go to swipe left and go to swipe right will issue the equivalents of Control Shift Tab and Control Tab. This is especially useful if you're in a window that has multiple tab controls, such as the Windows Control Panel. Go to swipe left will move to the previous tab, and go to swipe right will move to the next one. There are some controls that require you to activate them first before you can actually arrow through them, such as edit boxes and combo boxes. To simulate the enter key on the touchscreen, you double tap anywhere on the screen. You can then use your swipe commands up, down, left, or right, depending on your preference, to adjust the setting in this control to your liking, and when you're finished, double tap again to close it. And that is pretty much all you need to know to get around. So to demonstrate these commands, we're going to set an alarm on my phone. For the sake of abbreviating commands, I'll just say that I am activating, instead of quadrant 1 or virtual key 1 or 2, I'll just say 1. So for example, I'm going to pick the phone up now, hit the power button to wake it up from its hibernation. I'm going to long tap 1, that's virtual key 1 on the top left of the screen to bring up the start menu.
Today.
I'm going to swipe up until we hear settings, because I know that's near the bottom of this list.
Today. Settings.
There it is. I'm going to double tap on the screen to activate it.
List buttons.
Okay, I'm in the personal tab, and I know that the clock and alarms option is in the system tab. So we're going to simulate the control tab command and move to the next page in the control panel by pressing tap 1 for go to, and swipe right to go forward.
Go to, list, clock and alarms, tab, system.
Okay, I actually was here already, so clock and alarms is already highlighted. I'm going to triple tap to get out of the go to mode, and I'm going to double tap to simulate the enter key and open the clock and alarms window.
Enter, clock and alarm, clock window, alarm 1, left soft edit.
All right, so now we are in the alarm box. So I will now swipe down, and users of MobileSpeak 2, pay careful attention. You might be pleasantly surprised.
Edit description.
Swipe down again.
Days of week, cap S, checked.
Down again.
Notification button.
Down again.
Alarm 1 time, 6:00 a.m.
Down again.
Alarm 2.
So we will swipe up several times to go back to the top of our control list.
Alarm 1 time, 6:00 a.m. Notification, days of, edit. Alarm 1.
If you're used to MobileSpeak 2, you will notice that these controls have labels on them now, which makes it much easier to figure out exactly where you are in this dialogue. Okay, this first control is actually a checkbox, but because I'm in the advanced verbosity mode, we didn't hear that it was a checkbox or that it was unchecked. But if you're in the beginner verbosity mode, you will hear this by default. So I will double tap to activate the control.
Checked.
Now alarm one is enabled. So let's go down with the swipe down command.
Edit description.
I don't care about the description, because I only want one alarm.
Days of week. Cap S. Checked.
Okay, Sunday. Swipe right.
Cap M. Checked.
Monday's checked.
Cap T. Checked. Cap W. Checked.
And I'm just swiping right here.
Cap T. Checked. Cap F. Checked. Cap S. Checked. Cap S. Checked.
Okay, so all 7 days of the week have been checked. And if I wanted to uncheck any of these days, I can just double tap and it will uncheck them, like so. Now it's
cap
not.
Cap S.
There we go, it just said Cap S, short for Sunday. And it's not checked. I will double tap again.
Cap S, checked.
Because I want it checked. We will now swipe down again.
Notification button.
Okay. We're on a button, so I will double tap to activate.
Notifications window. Play sound checkbox checked.
Okay, that's fine. I want to hear a sound.
Combo, infant.
Okay, we're now in a combo box. If I were to swipe down again, we'd go to the next control. But I want to review and set a sound, so I will double tap to activate the combo box.
Infant.
Now I can use my swipe up and down commands to go through the options.
Infect.
I'm swiping up here.
HTC ringback tone.
That would be strange.
HTC
that would be even stranger.
Default. Call wait. Call drop. Busy. Boot sound. Alarm 5.
That's pretty obnoxious. Let's go with that one. I'll push enter to close this combo box.
Alarm 5.
Okay. Alarm 5 is the name of that horrible noise. We will swipe down again.
Repeat sound checkbox checked.
Yeah, well, we might as well repeat it. That'll certainly get me up in the morning.
Flashlight checkbox.
Okay, we don't want the light to flash. It's obviously not terribly useful.
Vibrate checkbox.
Don't want to vibrate either.
Play sound checkbox checked.
Okay, and we have looped around to the top of this box. So to close it, I will use the minimize command I discussed in the previous podcast, which is long tap 2 on the top right of the screen.
Clock window. Edit. Description. Left soft edit.
Okay. So let's swipe down again.
Days of week. Notification. Alarm 1 time. 6:00 a.m.
Okay, let's push enter to activate this control.
Clock window. Time edit. 3 fields. 6 hour.
Okay, we are now in a set of 3 edit spin boxes, meaning you can use the up and down arrows or swipes to change the value in each box. And then when you're done, you can use the left and right arrows or swipes to move between the controls. 6 a.m. is a little late. I'm typically a pretty early riser. So let's swipe down. We're in the hour field right now.
5.
Okay, 5. Let's swipe right to the minute.
00 minute.
And that's fine. I could enter a value here either on the keyboard or I could swipe up and down for however many minutes I wanted, but 5 o'clock is okay. So I'm done with that. I will hit long tap 2 again to close this box.
Alarm 1 clock window. Alarm 1 time. 5:00 a.m. Left soft edit.
Okay, and our alarm is set. So I will long tap 2 again to close this box.
List clock and alarms.
And again to close the control panel.
Touch test today screen. Touch test drive. Press enter to start training. Left soft contact. Right soft internet.
And that does it. Our alarm is now set, and we did it all with a touch screen. No keyboard involved. Well, this wraps it up for this podcast. To contact me, you can send an email to steve@steve-audio.net. And to learn more about the upcoming features in MobileSpeak 4, be sure to check out Code Factory's website at www.codefactory.es. Thanks for listening.